No good off the back. Stegner with the rebound. Down to 6 seconds. Stegner in the front court section. 3 seconds in the corner, and we get a whistle and a traveling violation. And Jared Dykstra can't believe it. 2.5 seconds left. And Jason Miola saying, let's pressure the inbounds. Chicks with the ball. Inbounds comes to Taylor. 1 second. Taylor to beat the clock. Gets it off. No good off the glass. And that's the end of the first half here at Beeland East High School. It is Holland Christian 21 and Beeland East 15. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Beeland Community Hospital halftime show. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. This is Greg Chandler back here at Zeeland East High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. 21-15, Zeeland East trailing Holland Christian at the half. It was 12-7 Maroons after one quarter, and in the second quarter, the Maroons outscored the Chicks 9-8. Taking a look at the scoring so far, Kyle Stegic, as you might expect, leading the Maroons with 7 points. He has three baskets and a free throw, one of three from the line in the contest. For also 6 points for Sam Vanderslice, two baskets, two of two from the free throw line, and Max Weirda, who has a three-point basket and is three of four from the free throw line. Nick Hill has the other 2 points for the Maroons, as that adds up to 21 for Holland Christian. For Zeeland East, Ike Tilden, the 6'2 junior, leads the way with 7 points. He has three baskets and is one of two from the free throw line for his seven. Noah Pohl has 5 points on two baskets and a free throw. And one basket for Ben Ritzma for 2 points. And Josh Hart, one of two from the free throw line for a single point, adding up to a total of 15 points. So that's what where we are right now, with Holland Christian out in front by a score of 21-15. Again, earlier in the varsity girls contest, it was Holland Christian improving to 3-1 on the season with a 63-23 win over Zeeland East. Ellery Mass led the way for Holland Christian with 18 points. Autumn Rooks had 12, and Hope Repick had 10. Holland Christian now 3-1 in girls varsity action this year, while Zeeland East still looking for its first win after opening season with three consecutive losses. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's game between the Maroons and the Chicks. But first, we do our usual halftime feature during our high school football and basketball broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the Communications Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next, 21-15. Holland Christian ahead of the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Well, along with the tag team producer duo of Chris Allen and Lindsay Lucas, this is Greg Chandler back here at Zeeland East High School. We're just about ready to get the second half underway between Zeeland East and Holland Christian. The Maroons lead it by a score of 21-15. A couple of other scores to tell you about. Unity Christian leading Calvin Christian after one quarter by a score of 15-4. And a team that Zeeland East is going to have the battle this year for supremacy in the OK Black, the Muskegon Big Reds, leading Rockford by a score of 19-8 after one quarter. And Big Reds have a really impressive 6'9" center, Deonta Davis, who has already made a verbal commitment to attend Michigan State. The Big Reds are going to be a force to be reckoned with on the basketball court, just like they were on the gridiron this year. The Maroons will send out the same five who started the ball game: Walters, Hill, Dykstra, Steginga, and Vanderslice. The Chicks come out with Ritzma, Hart, Paul, Butler, and Tilden. Chicks will have the basketball working right to left across your radio dial. Inbounds comes to Paul. Ball picked up by Nick Hill in the front court. Holland Christian opens it a man for man. They've gone man the entire ball game. Butler with it. Over to Paul. Paul comes to the top of the circle. Cut off by Hill. Over to Ben with the right side. Now in the corner is Tilden. Tilden was the leading scorer for the Chicks in the first half. Ritz with the top being guarded by Steginga. Kyle took it away. Here we go. Steginga 1-on-1 with Hill. Hill joins him. Hill drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Steginga has the rebound. Lost it. And here comes Ritzma the other way. And Ritzma is fouled in the backcourt by Nick Hill. Well, was Sagan could get the steal and get the head of ahead of steam ahead of him, he could go in and dunk it. But Schick had a guy get back on defense, taking a pass off the hill, and Nick was not able to finish around the basket. Pole is in the front court for the Chicks. Pole drives to the right baseline, goes to the basket, shot up by Vander, slice out of bounds. I believe that's Sam's third block of the ball game. Chicks will maintain possession, baseline left. Long inbound comes to Till, and Eichel saw a three for that pass. They'll get off the back. Stiginger goes high for the rebound, lost the basketball, over to Fuller. Fuller shot blocked by Stiginger out of bounds. Stiginger had the rebound, but could not corral it. Devin Butler got the ball, but then Stiginger blocked. Butler shot out of bounds. Max Weirda comes in off the bench for the Maroons, replacing Hill. Dillonese will inbound it. Richmond will slap it in. Gets it to Tilden. Tilden back outside the pole. He's open for three right side. It's short. Rebound by Josh Hart. Hart goes to the basket. Shot by Vanderslice. And we're going to get a heck across the arm on Vanderslice. Bam thought he had a clean block. I couldn't tell, quite honestly. So Josh Hart will shoot two for the Chicks. He was one for two from the line in the first half. Free throw no good. Chicks were only 3 of 6 from the line in the first half. One more for Hart. That one's good. That's his second point of the night. 21-16 Howard Christian, 6:55 to play in the third. Max Weirda with it in the front court for the Maroons, picked up by Mike Tilden. Weirda tries to penetrate, gets rid of it to Stegengut. Stegengut being guarded closely by Devin Butler. Nathan Walters has it now, over to Jared Dykstra at the top. Right side Weirda, Max tries to penetrate, dishes up, he's swinging it around. Here's a three, left-handed three by Walters, no good. The rebound to Tilden. Here come the Chicks. Tilden into the front court. Tilden between his legs on the dribble. Hart sets the screen for him. Over to the right side. Back outside the pole. Now to Tilden. Tilden left corner to Butler. Devin dribbles out. Now gives up his dribble. Back outside to Tilden. They swing it around to pole. Pole over to Butler. Butler nearly lost it. Back outside to Paul. Paul about 30 feet from the basket. Ball on the dribble against Weirda. Leaves it outside for Richmond. Richmond will try a three from that top. No good off the back of the iron. Vanderslice clears for the Maroons. Here comes Weirda with it for Howland Christian. Weirda outside at Dykstra. Dykstra puts the move on. Down the lane. Contact. We're going to get a blocking foul called. Hart tried to take the charge, but he got there a half step too late. Jared Dykstra will go to the line to shoot two. Jared, the younger brother of former Maroon standout Tyler Dykstra, now plays for the Calvin College Knights. First free throw for Jared, no good off the bat. Adam Austin, who started the ball game for Zealandese, checks in for the first time this half. And also in for the first time, Zach Gavin, a 6-foot junior for the Chicks. One more free throw for Jared Dykstra. And he missed them both, and Austin has the rebound. So we're stuck at 21-16, 5:30 to play in the third. Pole is in the front court for Zealandese. Bounce pass right side to Tilden. Tilden drives on the baseline. We get contact, and we are going to get a blocking foul call on Nathan Walters. That's number three. And Nick Hill immediately comes in off the bench. Hill will come in for Walters. Kylan Barton will replace Ike Tilden for Zealandese. Inbound comes to Barton. Barton will try a three from the right corner. No good. Rebound battle for it's loose. And Dykstra got the board. And we get a whistle and a foul. And we're going to get a foul on Devin Butler. That will be his third. And Jason Muir will take time with 5:31 to play in the third. This timeout brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. One with a purple mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Let's take a 30-second break, Lindsay Lucas. 21-16 Holland Christian, University of High School Basketball on WHTC and WHTC.com. up for Holland Christian on the timeout. It's a 5-point Maroon lead with 5:22 to go in the third. Stegging a whip it in the front court. With it now is next. He airmails it over to Vander. Plays back outside the hill. He's open for three. He left it short. Rebound Steginga. Steginga has to get rid of it. Back to Weary at the top. Back over to Kyle. Steginga puts it on the floor against Paul. Drives the lane. Goes up and under contact. And we're going to see Steginga go to the free throw line. Kyle touched about three white jerseys that time and took a shot to the head. Foul on Noah Paul, his first. Three team fouls each way so far in the second half. Steginga at the line. Kyle, one of three from the line tonight. First one for Kyle. In and out, no good. He's shooting right into the Zealandese student section right now. Kyle Wasik, a 6'5 junior, will check in for Sam Vanderslice. Kyle saw brief action in the first half. Steginga second. Got it. That's the first point for the Maroons in the second half. 22-16, Holland Fisher. Pressure put on in the backcourt. Inbound comes to Ossing. We'll leave it for Paul. Paul ahead to Ossing. Back to Paul. Paul will throw a long pass in the front court to Barton. Barton back outside to Paul. In the corner now. A three on the way by Zach Kevin. No good. Rebound to Butler. Butler underneath. Outside to Barton. Kyle will try a three. That's good! Kyle Barton with a triple. His first basket of the season. And the Chicks cut the Maroons lead in half. 22-19. 4:30 to play in the third. Staking it with it front court. Gives it up to Dykstra. Over to Hill. Back outside to Max Weirda. Weirda to Hill. Down low to Wasik. Wasik left of the lane. Working on Ossick. Wasik puts it on the floor. Has the ball knocked away by Burton. It's loose. And Staking retrieves it. Has to save it back outside to Weirda. Not out Dykstra. Over to Staking. Kyle for a three. No good off the back. Rebound battle for it. Hole snatches it out of there. Ahead to Butler. Butler into the front court. Underneath to Ossick. And Butler's going to be called for traveling. Justin Dykstra returns for Holland Christian. And Staking is going to get a breather. Corey Musin will check in for Zealandese, and Nathan Walters will come in for Holland Christian. 4 minutes exactly to play in the third quarter, and the only points we've had this third quarter have been on free throws. Each team with 1 point. Actually, take that back. We've had one free throw and one three-pointer for the Chicks. The three a moment ago by Barton, the first basket by either team this half. Baycraft has it in the front court for Holland Christian, gives it up to Walters. Walters looks for someone to pass. He gets it to Dykstra. Dykstra turned around up 6 feet. No good. Rebound battle for it. Loose, and Barton comes away with it. Here come the Chicks. Barton. Driving his Gavin towards the hoop, and he drew a foul on Walters. That's four on him. Zach Gavin saw an opening on the right side and said, I'll take it right to the basket. Check that foul is not on Walters. It's on Wasik. That's his first. So Zach Gavin, the 6 foot junior, will shoot two at the line with an opportunity to bring Zealandese within a single point. First one is good. 22-20, Holland Christian, 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Gavin eyes the rim. Second one on the way. Got it. And the Chicks have scrapped their way back to a 1 point deficit, 22-21. Hill with it front court for the Maroons. Hill gives it up to Walters, right corner. Nathan Spin being guarded closely by Paul. Now back outside is Weirda. Top of the circle is Hill, down low. And the ball is intended for Walters, and Walters lost the ball out of bounds. So Zealandese gets the basketball, and they've got an opportunity to take the lead for the first time since very early in the ballgame. Chicks break the press. In the front court is Gavin. Over to Ossig. Down to Paul. Paul right side. With the time dribble. Paul puts a move on Hill. Puts up a 10-footer off the glass. No good. Ossig with the rebound for Holland Christian. Outlet to Hill. Hill will bring it into the front court under 3 minutes to go in the third. Weirda with the basketball. Dykstra battling with Bart down on the low block. Bounce pass down low to Dykstra. Dykstra flip push down low. Paul knocks the ball away, but we get a whistle on a Zealandese foul. That's going to be on Kylan Barton, who was defending down on the low block there. Kyle Steginger returns for Holland Christian. Foul on Barton is first. Each team with 14 fouls. Jake Newhouse returns for Zeeland East. 2:46 to play in the third quarter. 22-21 Holland Christian. Steginger inbounds it to Weirda. Back outside to Hill. Nick Hill just holds the basketball. They swing it around left side to Weirda. Weirda tries to penetrate. He's cut off. Comes back outside. Weirda wants Steginger. Newhouse is fronting Kyle right now. Hill has it right side. Newhouse doing a really nice job of fronting Steginger. With it on the right side is Hill. Cross-court feed to Weirda. Max goes along the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. But he draws the foul. I think this might be on Ossing. It is on Kyle Ossing, or Adam Ossing, rather. That's three on Ossing. Vanderslice gets ready to check back in for the Maroons. Weirda at the line to shoot two. Max is 3 of 4 from the line tonight. First one, got it. Ike Tilley returns for Zeeland East. So Weirda with 7 points tonight. He did not score on Tuesday against Grand Haven. Second free throw on the way for Weirda. Swish. He's 5 of 6 from the line tonight. 24-21. Allen Christian. Pressure put down in the backcourt. And Tilden breaks it. Tilden moves front court. Picked up by Weirda. Tilden leaves it outside for Corey. Nears it between the rings. Now to Newhouse. In the corner is Gebbing. Back outside to Newhouse at the top of the circle. Tilden has it on the right side. Now spins out Hill. Drives, puts the shot off the glass. No good. Didn't even get the rim. We get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul as Vanderslice got necked to the deck. I think that's on Ossing. That is 4 on Adam Ossing. And Josh Hart will come in to replace Adam. 1:55 to go in the third. 16 fouls now on Zeeland East. So the next Chicks foul will put the Maroons in the 1-1. Nick Hill brings it up 1-1 against Ike Tilden. 1:49 to play in the third. Steginger has it at the free throw line. Looks for a cutter. Turns. Puts up a 15-foot jumper. No good off the back. Hart with the rebound for Zeeland East. Here comes Ike Tilden with it for the Chicks. Tilden on the left side gets a screen from Hart. Tilden will put up a jumper from 17. No good. And the rebound falling away is Walters out of bounds, and we get a whistle at a traveling violation. Walters was called for the travel as he was falling out of bounds as he tried to get rid of the basketball. So Zeeland East will get the basketball baseline left with 1:28 to play in the third. Jared Dykstra will come in for the Maroons, and Ben Ritzma likewise for the Chicks. Long inbounds comes to Ike Tilden. Tilden will try a three for the tie. No good. Long rebound comes out. And here comes Walters. 2-on-2. Walters outside Weirda. Max will try a three. Right side. He got it. Max Weirda. But it will catch and shoot for Max. And that's his second three of the night. He has 11. Back comes the only two. The three right side. No good for Kevin. And the rebound to Vanderslice. 27-21. Holland Christian, 1 minute to go in the third. Weirda over to Walters. Nathan slashes along the baseline. He's doubled. Sends it back outside to Vanderslice. Now to Steginger. Kyle will try a three from the top. No good. Pearson with the rebound. Into the front corner is Ike Tilden. 45 seconds to go in the third. Tilden come off at the free throw line by Steginger. Back outside. Here's Kevin. Now to Corey Newsom. 35 seconds. Newsom, looks for someone to pass to. Leads it for Tilden, down to 30. Tilden holds the ball near half court. He'll make Steginger come out and guard him, down to 25. Tilden puts it on the floor. Tilden leaves it outside for Ritzma, down to 15. Ritzma on the dribble, down to 10. Ritzma's going to put a move on Jared Dykstra here, down to 6, down to 5. Ritzma outside the deviation, down to three. Over to Tillman, 2 seconds, 1 second. Tillman to the basket, puts it up, no good, buzzer. At the end of three quarters here at Zeeland East High School, Holland Christian leads Zeeland East by a score of 27-21. Let's take a 60-second break and listen to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action getting underway here at Zeeland East. Holland Christian will have the basketball. They lead by 6, 27-21 as we start the fourth. Max Weirda into the front court, picked up by Noah Paul. Weirda over to Nathan Walters, right in front of the Holland Christian bench. Walters puts it on the floor, sends it in the corner to Jared Dykstra. Jared will launch a three. It's good! Jared Dykstra with a three from the left side. That's his first basket of the night. And for Holland Christian, their third triple. 30-21, that's the Maroons' largest lead. They've scored eight straight. Here's a three by Ben Ritzma. It's through from the top. And the 16 of that one. 30-24. 7:20 left. Weirda walks into the front court, gives it up to Walters. Walters looks for a cutter, can't find anybody, sends it up top to Steginga. Sickness and quiet tonight. Steginga over to Walters, down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice kicks it out of the corner. Dykstra will try another three from the same spot. This time he misses, and rebound to Josh Hart. Here come the chicks the other way. Houston, we're leading for Paul. Paul's open, left side for three, no good. Body's still flying, no whistle. Here's Vanderslice, one-on-one, drives to the basket. So Walters, Walters shot, blocked by Paul. But Sam for the loose changes Vanderslice. Oh, and a great block there, but there was nobody to get the rebound, and Sam Vanderslice gets the rebound basket. He has eight. And eight is the lead for Holland Christian, 32-24, 6.5 left. Barton with a three. On the left side, he got it. Tyler Martin's second triple. Both of them this half. 32-27. Three subs get ready to check in for the Maroons, one for the Chicks. Driving left side is Steginga. Puts it up and it gets the roll. Tyler in double figures with 10. 34-27 Maroons, 6:05 left. Ritzma has the right corner for the Chicks, putting it on the floor against Dykstra. Leaves it outside the Barton, ball knocked away, it's loose, and Dykstra's got a steal, he gets rid of it to Vanderslice. Here's Weirda, this Steginga got 2-on-2, Weirda's in the basket, and we're going to get a foul on Ritzma. And Ritzma can't believe it. Weirda took it down the lane, drew the contact from Ben Ritzma, and he will shoot two. With 5:52 to play in the ballgame. Foul on Ritzma, his first. 17 fouls on Zeeland East. Weirda at the line. First one, got it. Max has 2 threes and is 6 of 7 from the line tonight. Kyle Wasik in for Holland Christian. Also Justin Dykegraff and Ben Hill. Steginga get checked out. Second free throw, in and out, no good. The rebound, 35-27. Driving to the basket, up, no good. It is Ritzma. Ritzma thought he was fouled. Barton's got a steal, though. Barton over Ritzma in the right corner, back outside to Butler. Butler to Barton. Barton goes down the lane, and we got a whistle. And the foul is going to be whistled on Nick Hill of Holland Christian. That's team foul number 5 on the Maroons. Hill's second. Ike Tilden returns for the Maroons, and Kyle Steginga had a short breather. He'll check in for Wasik. 5:31 left to play. 35-27, Holland Christian in the lead. Inbounds comes to Noah Paul. Paul gets a screen from Butler. Paul over to Tilden. Now Ritzma has it right corner. On the dribble is Ritzma, over to Barton. Barton tries to penetrate, gets rid of it to Barton, to Butler rather. Butler down the way, contact, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Butler. It was Justin Dykegraff that took the charge. And that's 4 fouls on number 4, Devin Butler. So 4 and 44. Butler and Osink both have four fouls for the Chicks. Bruins by eight and with the basketball with 5 minutes left. Dyke grab over to Walters. Walters at the top of the circle leaves it for Steginga. Steginga, pull up jumper from the baseline from 12. No good. Rebound capped out. Barton controls it for Zielinese. Tylan Barton to the front court. Over to Tilden. Now to Noah Paul. Paul thought about a three, but Dyke grab closed on him. Paul outside to Barton. Kylan for three. Got it! Kylan Barton is there. Triple in this second half. And the Chicks close it within five, 35-30. Steginga brings it up for Holland Christian. Steginga on the dribble. Barton is on him. And Steginga just dribbling. Barton is not guarding him very closely. Now Hill has it right at center court. Over to Steginga. 4:10 left to play. Maroons by five. Steginga over to Walters. Walters left side. Wants Steginga. Gets it to Kyle up to the wing. Kyle underneath. Puts it in off the window. That's 12 for Steginga. 37-30. Holland Christian. 3:50 left. Cole is in the front court for the Chicks. Paul drives on Hill, down the lane, puts it up, no good, but we get a foul on the floor. I think they're going to rule the foul occurred before the shot. Foul is on Jack Gavin, his third, 18 fouls now on Zielinese. And Nicky Cochran will take time with 3:47 left. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with Pepper Provoca, a hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. 3:47 left, 37-30 in favor of Holland Christian. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. For Zealand East. Over to Noah Paul. Paul down the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Bringing it up. This Stegen got Maroons up by seven. Ball taken away and stolen by Paul. But Paul stepped down the sideline. The ball goes back over to Holland Christian. .19 to play, 37-30, Holland Christian in the lead, and with the basketball. Hill with it. Hill is bumped by Paul, and we're going to get a foul on Paul. So it'll be a 1-1 situation. Team foul number 9 on Zealand East. Nick Hill will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Nick has 2 points tonight. Hill at the line. Free throw good. That's Hill's third point. He has one more. He can make it a 9-point Holland Christian lead with his free throw, and he does. 39-30. Pressure put on the backcourt by Holland Christian. Inbounds comes to Barton. Barton, ball pass from Barton, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Zealand East basketball. Chicks will have it in the backcourt. 3:10 left to go. They're down by nine. Except for the first couple minutes of the ball game, Holland Christian has led this one the entire way. Levin Butler with it in the front court for Zielinese. Looks for a cutter, drives to the left side. Butler cut off on the baseline. Outside to Noah Paul. Back outside to Butler. Gavin will try a three left side. No good. Rebound Walters for Holland Christian. He's got Vanderslice ahead of the back. Vanderslice to the back. It puts it up and in. 10 for Sam. Nice long outlet pass by Nathan Walters. And Mickey Cochran will take time with 2:44 left. It's a 60-second timeout, 41-30, Holland Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The Orioles have the basketball. They're down by 11. Holland Christian opening up the biggest lead of the night on the last basket by Sam Anderslice. 2:38 left to go. Pole has at the top of the circle. Beef up by a couple of moves. In the corner for a three. It's good! Ben Wisma, his second triple, and that's the fifth three-pointer for Zielinese tonight. 41-33, pressure put on by Zielinese. The Maroons break it. We're outside to Nathan Walters, and the Maroons will play a little keep away. Walters on the dribble. Penetrate, leaves it for Hill. Hill, over to Weirda. Next, they have a strong game tonight for Holland Christian. Weirda being chased by two Chicks defenders. Gets rid of it to Stenga. Stenga has Vanderslice wide open. Vanderslice to the hole, puts it in. Third recognition by Stenga that time. He saw Vanderslice open and got him the basketball. 43-33, under 2 minutes left. Bruins with a 10-point lead. Barton has it on the right side. Walters closes on him. Barton drives the basket, puts it off the glass. No good. Vanderslice with the rebound. Ahead to Weirda, back to Vanderslice, down to Nick Hill. Hill in the front court, 1:40 left, and Hill is fouled by Ike Tilden. That, I believe, is the 10th team foul on Zielinese, so it'll be a two-shot foul for Nick Hill. Three Maroons with 12 points each tonight. Kyle Stegenga, Sam Vanderslice, and Max Weirda. Hill at the line, he made two a moment ago. First free throw, left that one short. Jared Dykstra will come in for Vanderslice. And Jason Muir will take a timeout with 1:40 left to go. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be next Friday night, and it will be the Battle of Zeeland as Zeeland East takes on Zeeland West. We will be at the home of the Ducks beginning at 7:10 next Friday night, right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Over the Voss Fieldhouse, they're midway through the second half in the Hope post-exam jam, and Hope putting it on Finlandia. It is 72-40, the Flying Dutch in front. Maura McAfee leads the Dutch with 13 points. Assuming Hope wins that game, they will play Capital of Ohio tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and you can hear that game on the Lakeshore, 92-7 the band, beginning at 2:40 with Ron Willoughby and Adam Prince. Out of a timeout, we're going to get some free throws by Nick Hill here with 1:40 left to go, and Holland Christian leading by 10, trying to put the nails on a second win in two games so far this year. But Zielinese has to come right back and play tomorrow at Hudsonville in a makeup of the game that was supposed to play on Tuesday night but was postponed because of the weather. Hill at the line, first free throw, swish. A pair of fours to a pair of threes. 1:38 left to go. Chicks with it in the front court. Paul has it. Paul at the top of the circle. Now works to his right. Chicks need to score and score in a hurry. And we got a foul call as Tilden went to make a move on Max Weirda. That will put Holland Christian over the limit with its seventh team foul. And Ike Tilden, the junior, had 7 points in the first half, but he has not scored here in the second. .130 remaining, 44-33 Holland Christian. Free throw, good. Barton leads the Chicks with 9, all of them on three-pointers here in the second half. Ritzma and Tilden each have 8. Tilden ready for the second. Fires, in and out, no good. Stegner with the rebound for Holland Christian. 44-34, 1:25 to go. Wheeler was in the backcourt ahead to Steginga. And Kyron Bart just puts his arms right around Kyle Steginga's waist and draws the foul with 1:22 to play. Steginga will shoot two as they are in the double bonus. Steginga at 2 of 5 from the line tonight. Free throw, nothing but net on that one. That's 13 for Kyle. He had 19 on Tuesday against Grand Haven. Steginga averaged over 21 a game last year. Second one, got it. 46-34, Howland Christian, 1:20 left. Ball with it, front court for the chip. Nearly lost his footing, but gets it back, maintains his dribble. Over to Newhouse, left side. Now to Ritzma. Ritzma penetrates, drives to the basket, and Ritzma runs ball with Aiden Rose, and he's going to get called for a foul. Ritzma made a sophomore mistake that time. He drove in the lane, dished up, and he ran over Nathan Walters in the process. Chicks press in the backcourt. Steginga to inbound, gets it into Wheeler. Wheeler ahead to Will. Now to Walters. Walters, here goes Steginga, driving the hole. There he goes! Steginga wants a two-handed center dunk. And that will put the exclamation mark on that one. Here's Taylor with a 15-footer, no good, and Steginga's got a rebound. 48 seconds left, 48-34, Holland Christian, Wheeler with it front court, leaves it outside for Steginga. Steginga bounce pass to Walters. Walters, over to Hill. Now the Blues just play keep away. Hill has it with 30 seconds left. Hill over to Walters. Walters to Steginga, Steginga. This time he doesn't dunk. He could have, but he just laid it in. 18 for Kyle. 50-34. Here's Paul for a three left side. No good off the back. Steginga with another rebound. Blues should be able to run the clock out now. Down to 12 seconds. Steginga down to 8. The two teams shake hands. Howland Christian will go to 2-0 on the season as they defeat Dillon East tonight. The Maroons win it by a score of 50-34. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital postgame show. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Dillon East High School. Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital postgame show. Dillon East a winner tonight, or rather, Howland Christian a winner tonight over Dillon East, 50-34. Dillon East got a 3-0 lead in the first couple minutes of the ballgame, but then the Maroons ran off 6 unanswered, and the Maroons never trailed after that point. It was 12-7 after one quarter, 21-15 at the break. Dillon East got to within a single point in the third quarter at 22-21. Actually had a couple of opportunities to take the lead, but could not do so. And then Holland Christian started to pull away from that point on. They scored the last 5 points of the third quarter and then put 23 points on the board in the fourth quarter as Dillon East was forced to play more of a gambling defense. Holland Christian was able to break the press, and they either got fast break opportunities that led to easy layups, or they got to the line and made their free throws, and that was how it ended up being the final of 50-34 as the Maroons get off to a 2-0 start for new head coach Jason Mior. Dillon East drops its season opener. The Chicks will play tomorrow night at Hudsonville, again, the varsity game playing at 5 o'clock. That was the game that was supposed to be played on Tuesday night, but was postponed because of the winter storm that sacked West Michigan on Tuesday. When we come back, we will take a look at the scoring in the contest and have some other information. We'll also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. And we'll do that in just a few minutes. Again, 50-34, Howland Christian, a winner over Dillon East. Back after this 3-minute timeout, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High school on the Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital postgame show. Greg Chandler with you. 50-34, Howland Christian, a winner tonight over Dillon East. Here's a look at the scoring in the contest. First, for the Dillon East Chicks who dropped their season opener, They were led by Kylan Barton, their sophomore forward. Barton did not score in the first half, but he had 3 3-point baskets in the second half and ended up with 9 points. He was the highest scorer for the Chicks. And Barton provides some athleticism, and I think he's only going to get better. And maybe he can pick up his scoring production a little bit. Obviously, he showed the ability tonight to hit from outside, and he's very quick and flash to the basket. And we'll expect to see more of him over the course of the season. Ike Gillen had 7 first-half points but was held to a free throw in the second half. He ended up with 8 for the ball game. Ben Ritzma, another sophomore for the Chicks, had a pair of threes and a 2-point basket for 8 points. Noah Pohl had 5 points, 2 baskets, and a free throw. Josh Hart had 2 free throws for 2 points, and Zach Gevin had 2 free throws for 2 points. Jake Newhouse, Devin Butler, Corey Newson, and Seth Nyberg all played, and Adam Osick as well, all played but did not score for the Chicks, adding up to 34 for Zeeland East. For the Holland Christian Maroons, to go to 2-0 on the season, they were led by Kyle Stegengub, a 6'6 forward, who had 18 points in the ball game. And Kyle was kept under wraps most of the game, but he did score quite a bit late in the contest. In fact, he had 8 of his 18 points in the last 3 minutes of the contest as the Maroons were able to put the game away. Max Weird, I thought, had a strong game tonight. The 6'1 senior guard had 12 points, including a couple of threes and 6 free throws. Sam Vanderslice, the 6'7 junior, I can tell Sam has really progressed in the last year. Vanderslice last year, just learning to play the game more or less, and hoping they're trying to round into form as a big guy. And he's picked up a few more moves, and he was a force inside tonight for Holland Christian, as he ended up with 12 points, 5 baskets, and a pair of free throws. The only other Maroon to score tonight was Nick Hill. He had a basket and 3 free throws. He had 5 points, and I say it corrected. Jared Dykstra did have a 3-point basket, and that adds up to a final total of 50 for the Maroons. Kyle Wassink, Josh Moss, Nathan Walters, Matt Moss, Justin Dykegraff did not score for Holland Christian tonight. So our next high school basketball podcast will be a week from tonight. We'll be over at Zeeland West High School for the Battle of Zeeland between the Chicks and the Ducks. Will be on the air beginning at 7:10 right here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We don't have any other finals to tell you about, but tune into WHTC tomorrow morning with Gary Stevens on the morning news. He'll have the complete roundup of scores from tonight's action. As well, you can also log on to our website, WHTC.com, for all the scores and the scores from tonight's both boys and girls action. I just went final over at DeVos Fieldhouse. The Flying Dutch of Hope, still unbeaten. They beat Finlandia tonight by a score of 78-46 at the post-exam jam. Hope will play Capital tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You can hear all the action on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van, beginning at 2:40 with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince. Before we go off the air, we should do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. And we're going to give the award. I'm sure we're going to honor Kyle Stegenga enough times over the course of the season. So we're going to go with another guy tonight. I thought Max Weir to play a very strong game for Holland Christian at the guard position. He came in off the bench, provided some spark, got to the basket very aggressively, got to the free throw line. He had a couple of threes and made 6 free throws tonight. Ended up with 12 points off the bench, a valuable contributor for Coach Jason Mior and the Holland Christian Maroons. So Max Weirda is going to be our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. Be the first person right now to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Great food and good times out on South Washington Avenue on Holland's South Side. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. We'd like to thank a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Many thanks to Tim Ritzma, the athletic director here at Zeeland East, and his secretary, Pat DeWitt. Also, many thanks to the tag team production duo of Chris Allen and Lindsay Lucas back at the studio for turning the dial tonight, making sure we stayed on the air. And as always, we thank our business partners who make these basketball broadcasts possible. If you listen to our broadcast tonight, make sure you pay a visit to one of our supporters and thank them for the support of high school athletics here in the Holland-Zeeland area. That's going to do it here from Zeeland East High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Holland Christian Maroons 50, the Zeeland East Chicks 34.